I am going to share a story about a recent headline I saw about Oprah and how Oprah and I have something in common, and you may have this in common with us as well. And she's child-free, and it's just fabulous. All of that is up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. I recently saw a headline about Oprah and how she navigates her inner circle, her friend circle, and how many friends she actually has. So, aside from Stedman, her lifelong partner, Oprah talks about in this article that she has three friends. Three. Now, of course, I'm sure being a billionaire that she has limited inner circle to begin with, but I think we can all gain lessons from this. One of her lifelong friends is Maria Shriver, and she has been friends with her, I believe, like 40 years, something quite wild. But I am going to be 51 soon, and I have friends that I have had since elementary school. So I can relate to that. But what I don't relate to is that inner circle. So let's envision a deep inner circle, and that could be your partner, your spouse, sister, sister-in-law, family that are friends, or friends that are family. That could be a smaller circle. But then let's go the next outer ring, so to speak, which is still inner, but it's the next ring on the outside. And that is where I related to this. So I consider myself, my inner circle would be like, obviously, my husband, my mom, and my sister. Those are the three people on earth that know the most about me. And then my next ring would be right now only two people in my next ring. So I so related to this. When I saw the headline, I thought to myself, I feel seen. I feel heard. Like, I can relate to this. And then it was especially awesome because Oprah is child-free. So maybe there is a connection there of being child-free. Maybe being a child-free human, we have the ability to make our inner circles even more unique than someone with a child. And I say that because if you had a child and your child needs to have social engagements, therefore you have to be friends with more people. That doesn't necessarily mean you bring people in to that inner circle more, but you just have to be more social. And I definitely think, as someone who used to be an extrovert that is now an introvert, that I definitely can relate to a smaller inner circle. And I can relate to Oprah. I never thought I would say those words, but I can. And so that's just something to think about. So think about, like, that, I would say maybe like a core circle, and then there's an inner circle, you know, so like kind of think of like an earth, and then, you know, you cut the earth open, so to speak. So the core circle would be, I think, a spouse and like immediate family that you consider friends. And then that next outer circle, that next circle would be your inner circle. And I do know that this is very common with celebrities, although you don't often tell them, you don't often hear them say an exact number. But I do know that I have read stories about Taylor Swift having a super small inner circle, and then she has like a bigger squad, so to speak. Jennifer Aniston has been noted to have a similar style of a smaller inner circle. And I know, yes, their inner circles are probably very connected to their wealth, but I still think that we can gain lessons from that. We can gain lessons from that in that early on in this podcast, I did an episode where it was called Like-Minded Friends is Underrated. And I think a smaller circle of friends allows you to be more connected and allows you to have that commonality. I do understand the benefit of having friends with different values and different views, but those friends may not be in that inner circle. My inner circle has to understand me. My inner circle has to have the same values and the same beliefs. And so I think it's a combination of both of those things. I will definitely link that episode in the episode notes for today's episode. And you can also hear that episode and get your information and kind of get a feel for how you're living in your friend circle between this episode and that one. Where do you stand in your friend circle? And is it similar to mine or similar to what Oprah speaks about or, you know, other celebrities that might have mentioned their friend circle? Or is it something that you have been doing for a long time or a friend of yours is doing for a long time? Whatever the case may be, I think there's value in all of it. And I just wanted to share my thoughts and what I got out of the article. And I will also try to find that article again and post it in the episode notes as well. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.